I've been getting to do this for so long, I'll see if I can get a few words on here. It won't be many, but I'll let you know that we're still here anyway. We just got home from the doctor, and as far as going out to see him's concerned, I don't know what good it really done. He says I'm a little better, and some ways yes, some ways no. There was few days there where the weather got real nice, and I was a little encouraged. My left leg seemed to be stronger, and I was getting around a little better. I still get around the house with the cane. I haven't been using a walker, but very little. I get around the house, and I used the cane to go to his office today. But the weather for the last, several days has been lousy. Cloudy and misty and rainy and chilly and, well, just about a mixture of everything. Night before last, we had just about everything. Rain and hail and wind, and 'cause the hail doesn't do any damage, it just sounded like it's tearing the house apart, but it didn't last only a couple minutes. And then it rained, we got a nice rain, which didn't hurt anything. It helped the lawns and the garden and one thing and another, what have you. But outside of that, there was several days there, the latter part of April was glad. I sit out on the patio over afternoon for a while. It'll be just almost too warm. And really right in the sun, it was too warm. It's up in the 80s. I think right now, that's how I looked when we came in, it was 52. And sprinkled along once in a while. It's just nasty. That's about the easiest way to put it. So much for the weather. That's always a topic, I guess. I really enjoyed the little radio. I listened to all Bear games and one thing another, and it's sure enjoyed having it. It's been worth quite a bit to have a little something like that. It's just such a little on television anymore that you don't care whether you listen or not. You don't never much to watch. Tomorrow there'll be a baseball game on television, or if we get this done in time, there'll be one tomorrow, which is Saturday. We'll listen, I'll watch that a while. Outside of that, I can read some, but not too much, and just sit around, lay around, and just, you might say, worthless. These hospital and doctors not very bashful on a cold. Charging for their services. We keep getting bills along. Of course, we're not hurt very much. Blue Cross, what we have there, and Medicare is take care of the biggest percentage of it. It's going to cost us, but not bad. No, it could come and thank the Lord to have the coverage, or put a person out of business the way they charge you. And medication and all. And so we're very thankful that we've at least got that to cover up some of these bills that come in there. Of course, they send you a copy, so they let you know what they've done for you or what it's could have cost you. I don't know what the idea is. So long, most of it was paid for. We were just not worried about that. We just let it go. This one doctor I've had going to, he won't belong, so you have to pay him and then rebill it to Medicare and probably wait 2 or 3 months before you get it, but it'll be good when it comes. I got your blueprints out and looked them over, and I get an idea of what you'll have there someday, but not what it'll be like once the first job. I figured out quite a bit of what it'll be like. I hope you can get started on it, or already started on it, so you can soon get some good out of it. It's got the earmarks of a very nice place, and I'm sure you'll enjoy it when you do get it finished. Those things are nice to have. I know Fern and Don enjoyed their place when it was brand new. He's, well, not up there over the where the railroad's going, he's sure of a job, but he may have to go back on freight most of the time. But he's at least not among those that got laid off, which helps some. It gives him a little break and keeps him busy anyway.
Well, hello everybody in San Diego. Just think of it, we finally got a tape started. I think maybe now we have it going, we can get it finished. Well, things seem to be going a little bit better around here. I think Dad is improving somewhat, very slow, but he does try to get around a little, and the doctor thought yesterday that he's coming along all right. I guess they reach a certain level with this stuff, and that's probably about it. And especially at his age. But then he is moving around a little more. The weather just clear up again. Maybe he can get outside, but today it's really windy again. I don't know why we have so much wind here anymore. It's so pretty around Denver now. The lilacs are blooming. The fruit trees just are all through, but now the lilacs are blooming, and we have 4 of them in our own yard. They're just beautiful now. And some of the spring things coming out. Tuesday, I had a man come out and clean out the rose bed and do some fertilizing. Prune some of the bushes for me. And so things are shaping up a little bit. The post just came, and I just read an article in there. Some doctor in London said that anybody who does gardening prolongs their health. Said it helps eliminate nervous breakdowns. That's me. And so you see, if I can get out and dig a little bit once in a while, it really helps. And of course, you know, I always love the flowers. Last Friday night, not this Friday, a week ago, Friday night, Blue Cross had their annual company dinner for people that are employed at least 5 years or more, and then the retirees are invited. So I went to that. It was at a new place here in Denver, and it was very nice, and it's nice seeing some of the people that, you know, you haven't seen for a long time. And the food was elegant. They served it buffet style, and they really did a nice job on it. Saturday I was fine all day, but then Sunday I was sick, so I can't say that it was from that food. I think I may have picked up a little bug somewhere. But I've been fine since. And Thursday, I went to a luncheon. So you see, I can get out for a while now. And Dad wants me to go, and of course his attitude is different than it was for a while. So I feel that when he's all right, that I can go. And I know that I need to. But thank goodness for my yard and garden. At least I can get out and dig in that. That's good for the nerves. And Matilda called yesterday. She'd been in Boulder with Roe's family. Roe's wife had gone over to her mother's. She was having surgery, so Matilda came over here to keep house for them. I haven't seen her, well, 2 years ago, I guess, when we were in Grand Junction, so it was nice to talk to her for a while. Fern and Don and the kids are coming over after a while. This is Saturday afternoon, early afternoon. But they're coming over here today and then going out to Don's mother's tomorrow, I think. The way Don is working now, he is off Saturday and Sunday, but he's gone all week and late at night. And still fortunate enough to have a job after his many years of seniority. So many of those men are being laid off, and it's really too bad. Cheryl, we got your letter, and we certainly did enjoy that. It was such a nice letter, and I know you wrote that all by yourself, and it was so nice of you to think of us and send us a letter. We really liked that. Pat, you tell your mother that I was certainly sorry that I didn't get to visit with her a little longer and get to do something, but right at that time things were kind of black. And I guess maybe she understands. If it was the way things are shaping up now, it would have been better, but right at that moment it wasn't too good. I'm still doing a little knitting. I always have to have some of that on hand for pickup when the weather's bad outside and I can't get out. Making slippers for some church thing, and then we're knitting balls and stuff them with nylon hose. That's so that they can be washed. The balls are for the children at the state home at Ridge. I don't mind doing something like that. I feel like I'm doing something worthwhile and somebody gets some enjoyment out of it. I do have some yarn to start a sweater for myself. Maybe eventually I'll get going on it. But I do love to have some knitting to pick up. Well, here's my husband. He just came out for his ice cream bar. He's been lying down a while. Watched the baseball game a while, and then laid down. Every afternoon he has an ice cream bar, which I guess is good for him. Dad was trying to experiment with the transistor with the earphones. He wanted me to put one of the earphones in my bad ear to see if I could hear with it. Well, I tried it, and all I could get out of it was a lot of noise, a little music, but I could not understand what the man was saying. So that's my hearing problem. I can't pick up the consonants, they tell me. And I guess the hearing aid wouldn't do me any good. I'd get the same thing in a hearing aid. So I'll have to go back and have that checked again. But there isn't a whole lot that they can do for my particular problem. Well, the mailman just came. He's late today. And needless to say, your card came. And I'm just, I don't know whether overwhelmed is even the right word to use. I read the note first, and you said to take $20 and get something nice for myself. And I thought, well, good heavens, how much is this check for? And then I looked at it, and I, of course, I say thank you very much, but honestly, you know, Dad and I just don't feel that you should do that. You have your own family and your new home coming up, and you know that we'll get along, and that we still have a little stashed away that we can always fall back on. And we're going to have our increase the 1st of June. And there should be a little extra 4 months back pay. And really, I just hate to have you do things like that. It's just wonderful of you and the thought. But you know that we get along. We're not poverty stricken. We still have some money, and we manage very well. And for two old retired people, we really feel that we have a fairly nice income so that we can still hire some work done. If it wouldn't hurt your feelings, you know, I'd be tempted to send some of it back, but maybe when you get your house all finished, we can do a little something nice for you. I had a card note from Muriel, too, and she said that she would call us tomorrow. She has been calling on Sunday quite a bit of the time here recently. We just had a note from your cousin Margaret, you know, Aunt Ida and Uncle Foster's girl, and she was back in Abilene with her mother, and her mother had had serious surgery, a colostomy. And at her age, she's almost 80. I don't know why we have to have these things, but I guess that's the way it is, and we just have to bear up to some of it. We don't know why. Maybe someday we will. Well, we wish, too, that you could be here for Mother's Day, Father's Day, and all the days, and maybe someday we can all get together again and have a nice visit and a good time. I guess life just wasn't meant for everybody to live in the same town.